You got it.
All right, Weston Pike. So this is your last race. You're going in for surgery. You've clinched a top 10 number, you think. You've threatened to punch McElrath or Jordan in the face if they take 18. So I think we're set.
Yeah, this is definitely my last race. My hand's been really jacked up. Time to get it fixed. Not usually a quitter, but that, it's just time. I can't hold on very well racing, so I'm pretty much over it. So this is my last race. Got 10th, whatever.
How mad were you in the first moto when you were going backwards and dudes were going by you that you probably don't even know who they were?
Yeah. No, it's frustrating. You know, it's one of those things where, like, I can't hold on. I can't go any faster, so I pretty much just have to let guys pass me so I can finish the race and get some type of point. So that's kind of the situation I have to deal with right now. But it sucks, but, you know, I've had a good season so far with Supercross and Motocross, so get my hand fixed and come out next year swinging.
What I don't understand about the hand, and I'm not doubting you, don't get me wrong, is like you're okay. So first moto, you're fading. You can tell you're hurting. Yeah. Second moto, like it's better. So is it a certain bump or a certain action, and all of a sudden the hand is bad? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a little inconsistent. It seems like.
Yeah. So what happens is I do practice and then I sit for 2-3 hours for the next moto. My hand gets cold and then it gets tight. So I go out there and I get pumped up in 3 laps. Okay. So then from there it's done. So then it goes numb, tingly. And then as well as the track's rough, so this second moto, we made some bike changes a little bit that helped, and then they actually groomed half the track. So there was half the bumps out there, so I was able to hold on a little bit longer. And my start was a little bit better, so I wasn't having to, you know, go from that angle, and then obviously just being a little bit more warmed up, my hand allows me to go for a little bit longer with that scenario. So
it does seem first motos, and in second moto, you'll put in a better rod.
If you watch every first moto, my hand is jacked more than the second moto. Uh-huh. So it's just one of those things. So.
Overall, I heard from some riders today, they weren't stoked on the prep of Buds Creek. Harder, slicker, you were one of the guys.
Yeah, this is probably the shittiest Buds Creek I have ever raced, other than a mud moto. But yeah, obviously, I don't know if they were predicting rain, so they didn't prep it. I'm assuming that's what it was, but I feel like they had plenty of time this morning to get out there with some tractors and dig it deep, because that was like riding Elsinore 2013 slick.
Come on, not that bad.
It was pretty bad. So, but yeah, you know, whatever. It's one of those things, you know, we just didn't know with rain and all that. So,
Is your contract done for next year with these guys yet?
I can't tell you that.
We expect it to be, right?
Yeah.
If it's not, you should have gone in for surgery a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, hey, nice job this year. Nice job in the outdoors. Can anybody pass you in the 450 points, like Phil or somebody?
Well, because Phil got a podium last weekend. He'll probably pass me in points. So I'm kind of bummed about that, but I mean, I'm only riding at 70%, so he should be beating me. So
I saw your tweet after his third.
Yeah. Right. So I mean, no, it's right. He might pass me, but I don't really care at this point. I mean, I'm pulling out of a race, and it's just, it is what it is. You know, I'm here to, I got my permanent number finished. We did as many races as I can and going from there. So.
I think it's cool that you kept riding. I mean, J Bone even was like, hey, the guy's hurt. Everybody's talking about a hurt. A lot of guys packed that shit in. So I think it's cool, man.
Yeah, no, it is. A lot of guys would have been sitting on the couch with surgery already. And I'm one of the guys where, you know, they pay me money and I'm here to do a job, whether I'm hurt or not. And I'm a finisher. So I finish for them. And, you know, I'm here every weekend, as you can see, for the last 4 years. So, like I said, I do my job and that's how I do it.
Cool. See you in Supercross.
Yeah. See you guys. Cool.